BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The White House has tried to downplay the findings of a major climate change report compiled by 13 US federal agencies. The study is at odds with assertions from President Trump and several members of his administration. It concludes that human activity is the main cause of global warming. In one of the first acts of his marathon tour around the Asia-Pacific region, President Trump has visited Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. He saw for himself a U.S. battleship sunk by Japanese bombers during the attack, which drew America into the Second World War. The United Nations says it received 31 new allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by its workers in the 3 months between July and September. 12 cases were reported in peacekeeping missions in Haiti and 5 African countries. Police in New York say they have a viable case against the Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein after an actress accused him of raping her 7 years ago. A police spokesman said the woman had presented a credible and detailed narrative. Belgian prosecutors are starting to review a European arrest warrant sent by Spain for the deposed Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont and 4 of his ministers. The Catalans arrived in Belgium earlier this week after Spain accused them of rebellion and sedition. An American citizen is expected to appear in court in Zimbabwe today, charged with insulting President Robert Mugabe. Martha O'Donovan may also be accused of plotting to overthrow the government. Ms. O'Donovan, who works for a satirical video outlet, denied the allegations, calling them baseless and malicious. Major internet companies have endorsed proposed US legislation to prevent online sex trafficking. Firms including Facebook, Google and Amazon had initially opposed the measures, saying they would hurt American innovation. And Mustafa al-Imam, a man recently captured by US special forces in Libya, has appeared in court in Washington accused of involvement in the attack on the US diplomatic compound in Benghazi in 2012. BBC News.